ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program The Key here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be asking a very simple, but at the same time very pertinent question. And that question is, what are the requirements for entering paradise? All of us want to go to paradise, and it's our aspiration as Muslims to enter Jannat. And we know in general terms that, you know, we should be good people, we should follow Allah's rules and so on and so forth in order to enter paradise. But if we were to be asked what are exactly and in detail the requirements for entering paradise, perhaps many of us would be unable to answer this question. In general terms, we know, for example, the Quran says that whoever does righteous deeds, whether male or female, such shall enter paradise, and they will not be wronged so much as the speck of a date stone. Right? So from, you know, we know that in the Quran, in, you know, it says that righteous deeds are the key to entering paradise. But if we were to be asked what are the precisely and in what price term, what are righteous deeds, perhaps many of us would be unable to answer this question. Fortunately, we have certain hadiths which have been transmitted from the infallibles, which allude to the answer to this question. For example, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said the following: whoever meets Allah with three things will enter paradise from any door he likes. So not only are these three actions or three virtues the requirements for entering paradise, but also if one possesses them, one will be given, you know, the choice to enter any enter paradise from any direction one wants. Perhaps this is an allusion to the fact that, this person's virtue will be so great that he will be given the choice of whatever, you know, place in paradise he just so desires, which is not a distinction of each and every believer. You know, there are some believers, they will only be given a specific place in paradise. In any case, the Prophet, in continuation, he said, good character, husnul khulq, fear of Allah in public as well as in solitude. Meaning it's not enough to be, you know, shameful and fearful of God in public. Rather, one should also adopt this same attitude when one is, in private and is alone with Allah. And finally, desisting from disputation, even when one is in the right. This is also one of the great virtues. So for example, one is disputing with another person and one knows one is right. But for the sake of Allah, if one desists and stops disputing with that person, you know, just not so that one can avoid conflict and fitna, and these kind of things in society. And this is another great virtue, which is sufficient for the acquisition of the permission to enter paradise. And in general terms, the Prophet said, the most effective way my community will enter paradise is through God-awareness and good character. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at what the requirements for entering paradise are in the words of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.
حي